Seven of 3D Radio's top 101, and it goes to the Midnight Mares with their self-titled album. And we're speaking with Matt right now.
Hello. Matt. Congratulations. Hello. Number seven.
Thank you so much.
Wow, what an honour. It's the Midnight Mares album was one of those albums that just sort of, I don't know, appeared out of nowhere and was there in our library.
Yeah, we've obviously been playing for a lot of years. Pete, who plays drums, and I used to be in Reckoning in the 90s.
There's another family tree there, Tiff. That's sorry. Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. And the rest of us played in Berlin ever since then. So we just sort of pulled all the friends together and decided to make a fresh record of the new idea. And the whole thing is none of us had ever done any vinyl ever in our entire indie existence. So we're just like, let's just make a record that we can get on 12-inch vinyl.
And look, it is definitely a very special album, and obviously the presenters at 3D, we absolutely loved it. Mm. So thank you for the music and congratulations as well. And you guys did have a chance to play songs from that record last year live. Mm. I think the last gig you had was at a little wine bar down Rundle Street. That was the first time I saw you guys play live, and that was a really special show. But what do you guys have lined up for 2022?
Last year we actually weren't even planning to play live. We just wanted to make a really nice album. We ended up doing a couple of shows, and the last gig was cancelled from a wine bar because of COVID. It was at the Grace because that shut down. So we booked that show three times. It was pretty crazy. So this year we've got an entire new album of songs that we'd love to record, and in a strange sort of twist of fate, we're actually doing an acoustic show tomorrow, which is something Brillig did for a decade, which we were really trying to keep away from. But
so where will you guys be performing tomorrow?
We're actually playing on the Victor Harbour foreshore, which is just seems like a really beautiful thing to do. So
definitely, and look, the weather's been quite lovely as well. So
It's going to be 25 sunny with a sea breeze. Let's just do that. Like, we were always planning to be a you'd only play in the nighttime sort of band, but it's actually sort of more fun to play than not play. So I think that was something that we were all reckoning. Did 100 acoustic shows. Brillig did 10 years of them. So it's something that's pretty much in our blood. So we're happy to do it.
I think, Matt, one of the great things today about sort of hearing all these sort of local bands and talking to these local bands who we're all experiencing this COVID thing. Was there any sort of, with having show cancelled three times, is there any sort of moment where you just go, bugger this, I'm just stopping? Or do you just persevere and go, you know what, this is rock and roll, man?
Yeah, I think both of those options are legit. But, we just love playing music. We've done it for a couple of decades. It's crazy. I'm not really going to stop until, it tolls at the end. It's like all my favorite artists, like Neil Young or Bob Dylan or whatever, they just, even Placebo, they're not stopping. They just keep going. So I guess we're just going to keep going.
Good. That was the answer I was fishing for.
Yes.
Thanks, Carl. Yeah.
Fantastic. Look, once again, congratulations for your entry number 7 at 3D Radio's Top 101. Most played new releases of last year, The Midnight Mares, with their self-titled album. And what song shall we be listening to, Carl?
I was going to play Endless Nights of Rock and Roll Endless,
so fitting.
Sunny Afternoons Down by the Shore of Rock and Roll is maybe what you'd be changing it to tomorrow.
That's my joke tomorrow, yeah.
Thanks, Carl. Damn it.
Thanks for the support. We really love you guys.
No, pleasure. Keep on going on, Matt. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.